I believe in figuring out my own way to do things.
I believe in the power of numbers.
I believe in barbecue.
Well, I believe in friendliness.
I believe in mankind.
This I believe. Today, we start a series of three This I Believe commentaries from students at Goshen College. The students are in the Writing for Media class taught by Dwayne Stoltzfus, and we selected three of their assigned student essays to share with you. We start today with Annalisa Harder.
I believe in Saturday morning excursions. Every Saturday morning, John and I sat in our little red wagon dragging sticks and throwing pebbles as Mom and Dad pulled us down 24th Street. While our parents enjoyed a brisk morning walk in front of us, John and I would ride along and anticipate the Saturday morning breakfast we would soon be enjoying. A freshly glazed donut, still warm to touch, and dark purple grape juice from Droober's. Mom and Dad always chose the exotic donuts, the ones called bear claws or squids, and they always had coffee. That meant they didn't get the cool purple tongues from their grape juice. I believe in rising early and venturing out with family and friends, or sometimes just by myself. Some people view Saturday as a day of rest, spending the morning lounging in pajamas, watching television, and eating Lucky Charms. I view it as a day of activity, a special time where I can connect with the community, experience new things, and return to old favorites. I think people who discover the joy of a Saturday morning share a special bond. A jogger will smile at a couple walking down the sidewalk, and an elderly man in a gray hat holding a newspaper will offer a quick nod to a dog walker. It's like we are all thinking, hey, we're in this together. This is our morning. Saturday morning risers will understand the feel of a quiet, crisp autumn morning and the joy of freshly swept sidewalks. They appreciate the first sips of a pot of coffee and the garden vegetables that are cool to the touch at a farmer's market. Though I no longer hop into a wagon with my brother in eager anticipation of donuts and grape juice, I still rise early on Saturday mornings. Instead of a wagon, I hop onto a bike, the same bike my mom used in grad school. And now I enjoy the company of my two roommates at our college in Indiana. On our latest Saturday morning expedition, we found ourselves sitting at a little table in a bakery known fondly as Rachel's Bread. Our bikes, locked outdoors next to a horse and buggy, were still wet from morning dew, and we sat indoors, warming our hands with cups of coffee and our stomachs with pecan cinnamon rolls, still hot from the oven. I felt proud to be in this group of Saturday morning risers, the older married couples enjoying the quiet morning atmosphere, the soccer coach from my college talking with his assistant, and a family of four. All of us were experiencing the same wonderful Saturday morning. As my roommates and I straddled our bikes to head back towards campus, I saw the family of four leaving Rachel's Bread, a wagon, two children, and their parents on a Saturday morning expedition. In this, I will always believe.
Annalisa Harder is a sophomore at Goshen College. Next Tuesday, we'll present another This I Believe essay from a Goshen College student.